This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and I bet you can name this tune in a few notes. I got everybody looking at their watches now, don't I? Most of you can name the guy who wrote it as well, B.J. Lederman. Turns out B.J. has been living a double musical life. By day, he writes award-winning themes for TV, movie, and e-movies, and even radio. By night, you can find him playing rock and roll. His love for rock culminated in the release of his debut album. It's called B.J., came out earlier this month. Features original songs by B.J. Lederman. It's backed by the Georgia-based Randall Bramblett Band, which you should never, B.J., you should never make a radio host say a name like that.
Well, you can just say, you know, say it like they do, Randall Bramblett. You know, it's from the South.
Randall Bramblett Band.
And say Bela Fleck. Bela Fleck's on the album. Yeah, he's on the album. Would I do an album without Bela Fleck on the album?
Of course not, no.
By the way, that first piece, that was All Things Considered, wasn't it?
It actually was. This is the one clip I didn't listen to before we went on. I'm sorry. Anyway, Blue Ridge Public Radio, you are now in Asheville, where Blue Ridge Public Radio is helping us out with this. And that's where you
live. I'm proud to say I'm in the studios of Blue Ridge Public Radio, formerly and currently WCQS, very near and dear to me.
That was not. Thank that you. Was Morning Edition. That
was morning it was. That was I'm morning just kidding edition. You. Dun, dun, but dun, I have to dun, tell dun, you, Frank, dun, dun. When 50-50, you know, half the people that come up to me and say, BJ, I just love your theme music, they will then commence to whistle All Things Considered
really?
Or hum All Things Considered theme.
You can't whistle All Things because it's like one note. Anyway, all of it's great. It's all great stuff, and it's great to have you. So, but this, we've talked about this before. I think we talked about this 30 years ago when it was maybe 20 years in the making, this album.
That's true. We can carbon date ourselves now, but the album is out, folks.
I am so happy to hear this, because you've been really playing rock and roll for many years now, right?
Yeah, I have. And in fact, most people don't know that rock and roll is my first love and my first gig. And most people don't know, Frank, that drums is my first love, not the piano. I'd much rather be playing drums, but, you know, Ringo had that job, so I couldn't do it.
So then all you had was the hair salons, and you didn't want to do that either, because that was what he wanted to do with his money.
You're paying attention, man. Oh, you know this stuff.
This stuff.
And you have to get together when the Sgt. Pepper reissue comes out and have a listening party.
It's actually details like that that I still have. Everything else has fled. You know how it goes.
Oh, I do. Lyme disease or not.
Talk about some of these albums, because a lot of these songs, I mean, they have been a while in the making, right? I mean, you have been writing songs over a long period of time. And based on what? Because tell us about some of the people you listen to who inspire your work.
Well, you know, you shove the Beatles aside and there's a big gap. But, you know, after the Beatles, Crowded House, it's about songwriting for me.
Yeah.
You know, ever since we started to record our stuff on computers, it's been more about how shiny can we make something. Mm-hmm. And I think there's been less and less attention paid to the actual songwriting. And, you know, so Crowded House or, say, XTC, which is a band, a Steely Dan from here, and then XTC, it's two guys from England who get the rest of their musicians. I think the Beatles would be like XTC had everybody lived and they had gotten back together in today's recording technology. I just love bands like that and their songwriting.
I want to play a clip from your latest album, your debut album. This is a song called Sometimes.
My life just isn't what it used to be.
There's a track, or at least a little bit of the song, Sometimes, from B.J. Lederman's new album called B.J. B.J.'s in Asheville now, Blue Ridge Public Radio, talking with us. Terrific song. Tell us about your process writing songs for you. How does it go?
Usually it's if I don't have a specific idea for a lyric, I just sit down at the piano and start banging. And actually, lately, believe it or not, I thought this would never, ever happen to me. I heard McCartney, you know, say once that he woke up with was it Michelle in his head?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually woke up once or twice with a melody in my head, and, you know, had to, in the old days, you know, click the record on my dictation machine and hum it in there. But now it's, you know, on the iPhone, hum it in. And sure enough, it was a melody that I dreamed up, literally.
It's in there rattling. Does it start with a melody? I mean, do you just sort of lay down a few chords in the right progression, fill it in, or do you hear a little?
It's chordal with me.
Yeah,
it's more chordal. It's because I'm a percussive guy. The drums, piano's a percussion instrument. I'm just Ringo of the piano. You know, I tell my bandmates, do not point at me and say, take it, BJ. I'm not going to take a lead anywhere. No.
And what about then the song that follows it? I mean, is there an idea that you marry to that later, or do they come to you in terms of the lyric?
A little of both.
Yeah.
A little of both. In fact, lately I have been writing a lyric first. I wrote History 911 in a car, being driven by my ex-wife on the way to a vacation that we were going on. And I actually phoned the melody into my home voicemail and wrote the lyric on a yellow pad.
See, so it's true what they say. B.J. Lederman, he phones it in. That's a lie. It's great. Well, you speak of History 911. We actually have a sample of that right here.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Tommy was a handsome young man when he joined up to fight in the war. They shipped him off to Vietnam, thought he knew what he was fighting for. They told him he's fighting for freedom. They told him he's fighting for peace. So handsome young Tommy packed up his gun and he marched off to meet his release. We all waved our flags in a stupor as we tended our bonds and our stocks. But after a while, we grew tired of our sons coming home in a box. Then the young people rose up in anger, said we're not gonna take any more. They took to the streets and told President Nixon just what he could do with his war. And we danced all night as the earth turned brown. And we kissed the sky and we hit the ground. We were all too young when we heard the sound that ended our childhood. Turned our whole world upside down.
Soon everything. There's a little piece of History 911 from B.J. Lederman's new album, simply called B.J. I'm talking to him in Asheville from Blue Ridge Public Radio. When did you write that song? Is that a retrospective song, or were you writing, was that contemporary with the war?
Yeah, it is. It is contemporary, but it has its roots immediately, you know, after 9/11, the sound that ended our childhood and turned our whole world upside down. It took a while for that to percolate, and I believe I got on it when it seemed that we were about to elect our first African-American president, and I felt it was time that I started putting my money where my mouth was as far as, you know, my songwriting. I actually went out to a head shop to register voters, and then came back home and wrote this song, and I felt, oh, okay, I'm a part of this now. I'm out there with it.
Well, I'm glad you found something else productive to do while you were there. It's good. But also, I think this says a little bit of something about writing songs as we mature. I mean, and I wonder how you're, in terms of the depth and scope, I mean, here's a story that takes on several decades. I heard the reference to Jimi Hendrix in there as we kissed the sky and talking about Vietnam and then bringing us through to 9/11 and Barack Obama. Has your, I mean, in terms of the subjects that are interesting to you and the way you approach songwriting, changed over time? Maturity kind of given you a different outlook on songwriting?
Yeah, indeed. And I think part of that comes from simply having been on the planet long enough to understand more levels of what's going on, you know, having read more books, having dug deeper into situations. It's also the same with music. You know, when you're young, you're satisfied with the same few chords, you know, and the same progressions. And then after a while, hopefully you'll get bored with that and dig deeper. But I surprised myself by History 9/11. And I was surprised that I felt okay after writing a song that was actually about something and that embodied some of, you know, what I want this world to be, the direction I want it to go in, into my writing. And I realized, well, that's what I have to do. So well, watch out.
Well, and I think the thing is that this song, we joke about it being a long time in the making, but it also shows the scope and variety of your songwriting, because there is a song with that kind of depth and texture, and you have some fun too. And I'm going to play this song called Mom's
Uh-oh.
Phone Message.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
here we
indeed.
Go.
PJ, don't buy or eat romaine lettuce. It's filled with E. coli. Regular lettuce is okay, but not romaine. This is your once a day loving mother calling you. Bye, darling. PJ, call me as soon as possible. It's very important. Very important. Please call me. It's 1:45. Here. Thank you. DJ, have you talked to an exterminating company about setting off a bomb in your house? The company called National Exterminating. They take care of fleas and things like that. You probably have to leave the house for several hours, but to get rid of lice is a serious thing. I think you should do the I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm hoping you're okay. Please call me when you get a chance. Thank you. It's just me calling to see how you feel today. I hope you're better. Take care, dear. Bye-bye. I gather you're still laying low, and if that's the case, I'm calling to let you know that tomorrow I'm going out for brunch with Marianne and Dorina. So don't worry about Mother's Day. I hope that you're okay and that you're taking care of your situation. And that you'll get in touch with me when you can. Bye, dear.
Don't worry about Mother's Day. Is that really
straight
your mom?
To hell, Frank.
BJ Lederman has called Mom's Phone Message from his new album, BJ. That's really your mom?
Yeah, it's my mom, but I can sort of, BJ, BJ, don't buy romaine lettuce. You know, I can kind of do her.
Well.
But yeah, that's mom, and I have a feeling she's going to sell this album for me.
Well, that's who you bring on tour with you. Because two things. Number one, who is not going to buy a record from a guy's mom? And two, she's going to keep you safe, BJ.
She still keeps me safe from wherever she is, but she's not on the earth. But thank you, Frank.
Are you working on your next album?
No, actually. This is my first and last.
Okay. Well, you will go on tour.
Yeah, I'll go on tour. I'm putting word out to the stations now.
Okay, good.
To have me come out and help them raise some funds, you know, to pay for the big shows, you know, like All Things Considered and, you know, Morning Edition.
I should have done this like a BBC interview. It would have been great.
You know, you did have a show. You did have an audience until now.
We had, remember the BBC show Talking About Music? Isn't that a silly idea for a title for a show? Talking about music.
This is silly about, you know, says singing about words.
DJ Lederman pretending that he's Ringo Starr. Having just put out an album, he can now imitate the Beatles because you're in that class now. You the Beatles have a record and you have a record.
They're the reason I'm here.
BJ Lederman, award-winning composer and musician. He's written a number of NPR's theme songs and now has his own album called BJ. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. We're going to play us out with one of the songs on your new album, BJ, but first, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Frank, it's been great. I hope I didn't blow up your show.
No, the ratings
are fine. Take care now, everybody.
Sky High. State of Things, produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, Norman, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director, with Al Wodarski sitting in today. North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, BJ Lederman. Praise one another.
Praise one another.